This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Sizable protests against President Donald Trump are happening in cities across Colorado today.
These circumstances mean that we are surely powerful enough to change the system at its root.
Thousands of people had gathered at the Colorado State Capitol by early this afternoon, and hundreds more were at protests in Grand Junction, Colorado Springs, and even Estes Park. It's part of a protest movement that has largely coalesced through Reddit and other social media sites with a goal of organizing protests in all 50 states. A winter storm warning is in effect for Colorado's mountains until tomorrow morning. The warning area spans from Fairplay in the south to Steamboat Springs in the north and beyond. Snow totals of 6 to 14 inches and high winds are expected, and travel could become very difficult or impossible, according to the National Weather Service. Lower elevations could see rain, snow, and fog through tonight. Meanwhile, the Colorado State Patrol is investigating 7 fatal traffic accidents that happened in just 3 days. KRCC's Shauna Lewis has more.
8 people, including a child, died on Colorado's roads this holiday weekend. The crashes included a head-on collision and single-car rollovers. In Adams and El Paso counties, drivers who stepped out of their vehicles on the side of the road were hit by passing cars. The State Patrol says winter conditions, heavy holiday traffic, and unsafe driving contributed to the crashes. They remind drivers to slow down, keep more distance between vehicles, and use extra caution. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
And after an earlier closure at Empire, I-70 westbound is open again. However, Loveland Pass remains closed in both directions. Roads look wet at this hour in Frisco, according to CDOT cameras, but slower speeds are still advised. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 2:06.